Though I was not even 2 when he died, I know a lot about my great-grandfather, Simon Abraham. I've heard the stories of his crossing to America and his life back in Hungary. My family tells me that he was a quiet, almost timid man, and yet the story of his journey has always fascinated me. It's a story that I'm here to share with you today. The first person I'll be speaking to is my grandmother, Simon's daughter. I'm Michael Roth, and this is my grandmother, Annette Heller, daughter of Simon Abraham, our topic of discussion today. How are you today?
Hi. Nice to be chatting with you.
You too. So, your father came to America from Hungary. Why did you do that?
Well, they used to say in Europe that the streets in America are paved with gold. In other words, it was a land of opportunity, and there wasn't much of that, especially for a Jew in Hungary back when. It was, I think, about 1925. My father was 25 years old when he came, and he had done various things in Europe. I think he might have even apprenticed as a cobbler, making shoes. He went to Romania for a while, looking for work. But finally, he was the oldest of a family of 5 children, and he wanted to come to America.
So, what plans did he have for America? He decided he was going to leave Hungary and come from America. Well, what did he plan to do here?
He had 3 uncles in Tarrytown, New York, which, interestingly, your uncle, generations later, moved to Sleepy Hollow, which is part of Tarrytown. The 3 uncles had a haberdashery, which is now a 7-Eleven convenience store. And he thought he would come to them. They would help him find employment. He would start a new life.
What did he leave behind in Hungary when he came to America?
Well, his parents, his siblings, everything that he knew well from a really little hamlet, a village. Not much. I mean, he was sent to cheder, Hebrew school, at the age of 3. And on the way to school, at the age of 3, early in the morning, it was still dark, a huge block of snow slid off a rooftop, and he went running home to his aunt. Tanta, Tanta, and however you say it in Yiddish, a big cow just jumped over the roof. just left behind some memories, I guess.
So, when he came to America, he didn't come over with the most conventional means.
You're correct, he did not. He actually went to Hamburg, Germany, and stowed away on a ship. He was discovered, made to swab the deck or whatever, and arrived at the port of Beaumont, Texas.
So, after reaching Texas, where did he go? What did he do?
Well, he wanted to go to New York to these uncles. Well, I think first, on arrival, he did what Jews do. He went to the shul, the synagogue. And they helped him somehow, I guess gave him a bed for the night, maybe some money. And next day, he was at the train station. On a train, they started to move. He really did not speak English, and conductor passed, and he asked him, New York? And the conductor said, no, Mexico. And my father jumped off the train. And if you knew my father in later years, which I don't think you did, he was a very quiet, timid sort of man, and I always thought he got all that gumption out when he jumped off that train.
So, how would you say in his story that he's crossed borders, either physically or metaphorically?
Well, physically, I don't know what he was like before, but probably it was the bravest thing he ever did, not to mention stowing away to start with. And meeting those people in Texas and then heading to this new life in New York, not knowing what to expect, He's just started a new phase. So when he got to the uncles, I'm not sure exactly the order, but I know he tried being a waiter for a while. And then he knew a cousin, a friend, someone, and he got into the upholstery line and ended up his career. His work was slipcovers, draperies, upholstery, quilts. Had a succession of businesses, stores that he owned. During the war, he worked in a handbag factory. But then he went back to the upholstery. And from the time I knew him and most of my growing up, he had a store on Long Island when I was about 13, a place called Rockville Center, and then he had a store in Middle Village where we lived. And people said his hands were made of gold because when you cut a slipcover, a lot of people cut half a chair and then they match it up in the workroom. He would cut the whole chair, and he was a perfectionist. Mm-hmm. That's my dad.
All right. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
It's great to have my grandmother as a resource to get her perspective on my great-grandfather's early life, but wouldn't it be great to be able to speak with Simon Abraham himself? I happen to be lucky enough to have access to a filmed conversation between my grandfather and Simon on Simon's 90th birthday. The quality of the video, combined with Simon's heavy Hungarian accent and his quiet speaking patterns, make him difficult to understand, so I've gotten my mother, his granddaughter, to do a voiceover for him.
You were the oldest one. Now, do you remember when you once talked about when you used to go to Cheder, to Hebrew school? You were how little were you when they sent you to Hebrew school?
Like 3 or 4 years, maybe. We used to get up early in the morning, 3, 4 o'clock. We used to go with a lantern.
And how far did you have to go to Hebrew school?
Maybe a mile or so.
Okay, and then you got to Hebrew school, and how long did school last? All day long, or?
No, it didn't last all day. Just maybe a couple of hours.
So, what do you remember then of your teenage years? Anything of your teenage years?
Well, then
I was working in Ungvar with an uncle. We had to learn the trade. Training there. We became skilled at a trade.
A trade? Which one did you learn?
We learned to make the upper parts of the shoe, not the whole shoe.
How old were you when you came to the United States? Do you remember how old you were?
First, I went to Romania. I was there in Romania for about a year or so.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to leave?
There was not much to do anywhere.
There was a bad economy? There was no work?
Well, there were no factories.
So you decided?
I was going to go somewhere else.
So how did you decide to get to the United States? Was it an accident, or you knew you wanted to come here?
It was no accident. That was years later. I went from Germany. I was in Germany and Europe, but we had to move a lot, you know? And then my uncle sent me some money.
The uncle's from Tarrytown, right?
Yes. So years later, I went in different boats. They took us up in a boat.
Now, that's a very interesting story, how you got here. You went on a boat, right? Did you have a job?
Not in this boat. It was an oil tanker. It came to Texas.
Yeah.
It took about maybe a month or so.
On the ocean. Was it a rough trip with a lot of...
It was, believe me.
And then you landed in Texas.
I went up in the boat and went outside. And there was a shoemaker, a man, standing outside. And I asked him whether he was Jewish or something. And then he knew the way that I came up from the boat. So he took me over to a Jewish family over there. And I would stay there as long as I could. Until I got enough money to come to New York.
To New York. The uncle sent you money to come to New York?
To Texas.
And then you came to, what was the story? You went on a train.
I asked when we got on the train, because we had to change somewhere. Whether it was to New York. So he said, it goes to Mexico. So the train started, and I opened the car doors and jumped off. Then I took another train that was going towards New York.
And then what happened? You arrived...
And the next place we were headed was Pennsylvania. We had to stop in Washington first. And then I came in and took a taxi. I was early in New York. I took a taxi and went to Brooklyn because I had a cousin there, Fanny.
Right.
She was living there.
From Penn Station, is that where you came in?
And then I had a cousin named Dora. She helped me with everything. I was there a lot.
And then
I was working in a shoe factory. Later in different jobs.
Different jobs.
And you lived in Tarrytown during that time? But you worked at the shoe factory?
Tarrytown, there was a...
And there was a car factory.
But
I couldn't work there over the years.
So you lived in Tarrytown, and then...
Not long.
Not long. Where did you live then?
I went to New York. And found a job there in a shoe factory. I was there working a while.
From there on out, the interview touches on Simon's marriage to my great-grandmother, Gladys Markowitz Abraham, and the birth of their daughters, the birth of their grandchildren, and the birth of their great-grandchildren. Simon went on to start his own upholstery business in Middle Village, Queens, and lived to the age of 96. His parents and three of his siblings were killed in the Holocaust. In his journey, he crossed more than just the Atlantic. He crossed his own mental boundaries and went beyond what most people would have believed him to be capable of. If not for his actions, I would not exist. Thank you all for listening. I hope you've enjoyed hearing his story as much as I enjoyed discovering it.